how the condenser rejects heat, condensing temp, TDE, and subcooling, how the outdoor condenser coil rejects heat, the three zones to superheating, condensing, subcooling, what condenser TDE and subcooling reveal, and how dirty coils, weak fans, and charge affect head pressure. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. The condenser is the outdoor coil that dumps the heat the system collected indoors plus the heat the compressor added into the outside air. It takes hot, high-pressure discharge vapor from the compressor and turns it back into high-pressure liquid by rejecting heat. If the condenser can't reject heat well, dirty coil, weak fan, recirculating air, overcharge, head pressure climbs, capacity falls, and the compressor suffers. Understanding what's happening inside the coil lets you read condenser TDE and subcooling instead of just reacting to a high pressure number. How it works: refrigerant moves through the condenser coil in three zones. The superheating top of the coil, the compressor's discharge gas comes in superheated, hotter than its saturation temperature. The first part of the coil cools that vapor down to its condensing saturation temperature. No phase change yet, just dumping the superheat. Condensing middle, at the saturation temperature, the refrigerant changes phase from vapor to liquid. This is where most of the heat leaves, latent heat of condensation. The temperature holds roughly steady while the refrigerant condenses. Subcooling bottom. Once it's all liquid, the last part of the coil cools the liquid below its saturation temperature. That's subcooling. Liquid colder than the temperature it condensed at. It guarantees a solid liquid column, no flash gas feeds the metering device. Condenser TDE temperature difference is the condensing saturation temperature minus the outdoor ambient air temperature. It tells you how hard the coil is working to push heat into the air. A well-matched, clean coil moves heat with a modest TDE. A struggling coil needs a bigger temperature gap to reject the same heat, so TDE widens. Subcooling tells you about charge and liquid backup. Too little means not enough refrigerant or it's not stacking liquid properly. Too much means liquid is backing up in the coil, often from overcharge or a downstream restriction. In the field, read liquid line pressure, convert to condensing saturation temperature. Measure outdoor ambient and the shade at the coil inlet. Condenser TDE equals condensing temp ambient. Measure liquid line temperature at the condenser outlet. Subcooling equals condensing temp liquid line temp. Interpret both together with head pressure to separate an airflow slash coil problem from a charge problem. Normal values and targets. Condenser TDE, commonly around 15 to 30 degrees on standard efficiency equipment. Higher efficiency condensers with larger coils run tighter, lower TDE. Use trend on a given unit more than a universal number. Subcooling, typically around 8 to 12 degrees at the condenser. Always confirm against the equipment data plate, which is the authority for that unit. Condensing temperature sits above outdoor ambient. That's required for heat to flow into the air. The hotter it is outside, the higher condensing temp and head pressure climb. Normally, approach condensing temp ambient. Same idea as TDE framed around coil efficiency tightening or widening over time as a maintenance signal. Common faults and what they mean. High head, wide TDE, normal slash high subcooling. The coil can't reject heat, dirty condenser, weak slash failed condenser fan, wrong fan rotation, or recirculating hot air. Clean and verify airflow before touching charge. High head, high subcooling, normal airflow, overcharge stacking liquid in the coil, or a liquid line restriction backing liquid up. Verify charge by weight slash subcooling. Check for a restriction. High head from non-condensables. Air slash moisture in the system raises head pressure and the pressure won't correlate cleanly with temperature. Recover, evacuate, recharge. Low subcooling, low head, undercharge, not enough refrigerant to fill the condenser and form a liquid seal. Find the leak. Normal TDE and subcooling, but poor cooling. The condenser is fine. The problem is indoors airflow evaporator, charge to the coil. High head only on the hottest days. Could be marginal condenser airflow exposed by extreme ambient. Clean coil. Confirm fan CFM. Tech tips and gotchas. High head pressure is a symptom. Find the zone that's wrong. YTD points at heat rejection coil slash fan slash air. High subcooling with normal TD points at charge slash restriction. Don't recover refrigerant on a high head call until you know which. Clean and check the fan before adjusting charge. A dirty condenser or a slow slash failing fan motor is the most common cause of high head, and no amount of charge adjustment fixes it. Subcooling is your condenser charge gauge on a TXV system. Since the TXV controls superheat, subcooling at the condenser is what you charge to. It confirms a full liquid line. Recirculation is sneaky. A condenser crammed against a wall, under a deck, or near another unit can re-ingest its own hot discharge air, inflating TD and head with a perfectly clean coil. Look at the install, not just the coil. Ambient drives the baseline. Don't call head pressure high without comparing it to the outdoor temperature. Condensing temp is supposed to rise with ambient. Safety/code notes. Recover/handle refrigerant per EPA 608 Federal Refrigerant Rules. Subpart F for any gauge connection or charge change. High head pressure means high discharge temperature. Give the system time and respect the heat when servicing. De-energize and lock out before servicing the condenser fan. Maintain manufacturer clearance around the condenser so it can breathe and isn't recirculating its own air.